This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Queen Maxima of the Netherlands and discussed how India's digital public infrastructure-led revolution is making financial services more accessible and affordable while enhancing ease of living and empowering people at scale. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to meet Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, who is also the UN Secretary General's Special Advocate for Financial Health and a long-standing global voice for financial inclusion. PM Modi said that India remains committed to sharing its experience with partner countries worldwide. Queen Maxima is visiting India in her capacity as the United Nations Secretary General's Special Advocate, UNSGSA, for Financial Health. Ministry of External Affairs said that her visit reflects the shared commitment to advancing financial inclusion and draws on India's transformative experience in leveraging digital public infrastructure for inclusive growth and sustainable development. In a major relief to industrial and commercial LPG consumers, government has removed all sectoral restrictions on the supply of non-domestic packed LPG and restored supplies to the levels prevailing prior to the West Asia crisis. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement that the supply of bulk LPG, which had been suspended at the onset of the crisis, has been relaxed by 50% of the pre-crisis consumption levels, providing significant relief to commercial and industrial consumers. The International Monetary Fund Director of Communication Department, Julie Kozak, has said that India continues to be a major driver of global economic growth despite the economic impact of the Iran conflict and higher energy prices.
India's economy has been growing robustly, and it has been supported particularly by very strong domestic demand within India. We had projected growth at 6.5% in fiscal year 26-27, and that was a slight upgrade. That was in April, and that was a slight upgrade compared to what we had had in January. So 6.5% is still quite strong growth. We see that there's strong momentum that has continued in the first quarter of this calendar year. The economy in India had been growing in the first quarter at 7.8%.
Uttar Pradesh government has taken strict action in the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra donation case, with the first FIR registered against 8 named accused and other unidentified persons. The FIR was filed following recommendations by the Special Investigation Team, or SIT, constituted on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. National Testing Agency, NTA, has opened a window for candidates to challenge the provisional answer keys for the NEET UG 2026 re-exam, which was held on 21st of this month. Students can challenge questions for a fee of 200 rupees per question until the 28th of this month. This fee is fully refundable if the challenge is accepted. Further, the NTA has opened a portal for candidates who appeared for the re-exam to confirm and update their bank account details for fee refunds. The deadline to update bank details is 30th of this month. In Venezuela, death toll in two powerful earthquakes has risen to 235. More than 1,500 people have been injured. Rescuers are searching through rubble in a rush to save lives after earthquakes struck near the capital yesterday. In Caracas and the nearby coastal city of La Guayana, people could be heard calling for help from under the debris of collapsed buildings. The country's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Bihar, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and northeastern states for today. The IMD has also forecast heat wave conditions at isolated places over Jharkhand and East Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.